Time. It's 3 o'clock.
Sentencing for Manafort. Hate and bigotry. I'm Mike Moss. He once led the campaign to elect Donald Trump. Now, Paul Manafort is preparing for more time in prison on bank and tax fraud convictions. Here's correspondent Shimon Procupes.
He is potentially facing the rest of his life in prison at 69. Any substantial sentence here would almost certainly mean that Paul Manafort would spend the rest of his life in prison.
Manafort could get more than 20 years at sentencing momentarily, and also he'll be sentenced in another case. The House is getting ready to vote on a resolution condemning hate and bigotry after Democrat Ilhan Omar was accused of using anti-Semitic tropes. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
I do not believe there is anyone in our caucus, not one, who wishes to silence debate over policy. Rather, what is being called for is an end to the invocation of age-old anti-Semitic tropes that demonize people.
Across the aisle, Republican Doug Collins.
When we say that we see something that is anti-Semitic, but we say, well, they may not have known it was. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Muslim. It's whatever you want to call it. It's just wrong. My heart breaks.
Supporters are trying to refund the Violence Against Women Act, Representative Gwen Moore.
This reauthorization is just the beginning where we will say time's up to the scourge of domestic violence.
Senator Cory Booker says too many young black Americans are behind bars.
There are now, because of this massive increase in incarceration in our country, 800% increase on the federal level, we now have more African Americans under criminal supervision, African American men under criminal supervision than there were slaves in 1850.
Booker says more must be done to reform the U.S. justice system. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 200, S&P down 22. I'm Mike Moss.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
Arizona News Radio. Oro Valley Police arrest a 37-year-old man who called police last month to say that his wife committed suicide.
We got called to report of a suicide, but then when officers arrived on scene, they noticed some evidence that caused them some concern.
Tucson police arrest a suspect accused of robbing a Midtown bank.
He walked into the Chase Bank and stated that he had a weapon with him. No weapon seen.
Arizona's unemployment rate up 0.2 to 5.1%.
Most of the losses here are seasonal losses within retail trade, within employment services.
And a former Jeopardy champion, NAU professor Leszek Polowitz, saddened to hear that Alex Trebek has cancer.
It's amazing. I mean, he's gotten this potentially horrible diagnosis, and yet he goes off and addresses the world about it.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. We got an accident in Tempe on Elliott Road at Rural Road, another accident in Phoenix on 51st Avenue and McDowell Road, and an accident in Scottsdale on Princess Drive and Scottsdale Road. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org. That's cctakesteps.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, increasing clouds, low 57, west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy for Thursday, tomorrow's high 77. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, low 54. There's a slight chance of afternoon rain showers on Friday, with a mostly sunny high of 67. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 74 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 right here on Independent Talk KFNX 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Buyers Be Bold Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers. Plus, for our buyers, we'll tell you now why now may be the time you have been waiting for. Then in our loan segment, it's tax season or refund season. Deanne has some ideas on how to put those great refunds to use. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, opportunity zones and tax benefits. What you need to know. And down the stretch, we got some new listings, a valley-wide special distressed sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Do people still feel the need to say www when they're talking about websites?
No.
They do. They still do it. It's the biggest waste of 4 seconds in my life. Go on www. Why?
I don't know. We just say eltonbrothers.com.
Such a pain in the ass.
Where have you been running into the...
I'm still getting it.
The triple W.
I'm still getting it. People are like, go on my website, www. there's nothing that makes me more irate.
I can tell. It is a little bit of an inconvenience.
Oh, I mean, that just to hear the first W knows you're screwed for three
at
more
least
seconds.
Two.
you're so screwed for three more seconds.
You can't stop them.
No.
Because, you know, they're in the middle of it. They're in the middle of their name.
Hey, and you know they can't say it with a straight face. They're just not.
But I'll tell you what, those people are probably 50 and over.
I know.
No, you go on any of these, you go on any sites for anything, whether it be doctors, whether it be attorneys, whether it be, anybody. www. Anyway, it ruins my day. Just thought I'd tell you. My buddy, Ooga Booga, has Mariner tickets out there for anybody that wants to go see the Mariners. You gotta buy them.
Spring training?
You gotta buy them.
Oh, he has tickets for sale. You didn't
for sale.
Say that.
Yeah. Mariners tickets. He's got a great front row, you know, like behind the cage type stuff. If anybody wants to go see the Mariners, let me know. You could text me 602-818-7141 and I'll give you his contact info. Mr. Ooga Booga. He's my buddy.
Now these are not scalp tickets. These are like legit.
No, these are legit real tickets.
You know, you hear Ooga Booga, you think, you know.
Well, that's what he tells me. That's his radio name.
Conducts business behind, you know.
Behind the hot dog stand?
Any behind any building somewhere.
You said it was cold earlier. Now it's warm in here.
Well, you're heating it up, my brother.
Heating it up. WWW. Steve, you don't say that, do you? No. But why do you have it on the KFNX website thing?
That piece of paper's been there for like 10 years.
Yeah. All right. So the market, this market. I will tell you, and I know what you're going to talk about, that it's a buyer's, the buyer's market.
Becoming more and more of.
I will tell you it's a buyer's market 100% in certain areas. It's price specific. It's inventory specific. It's city specific. I'll tell you that, excuse me. I'm looking out in Surprise area right now. Surprise, Peoria, Buckeye, Goodyear, all those great cities. Buckeye, the happiest place on earth. There's the Surprise mainly. If you want a, say, 3-bedroom, 2 bath, 1800 square foot house, you know, there's 100 to choose from. I will tell you, Surprise is a very soft market and it's definitely very buyer sensitive, buyer friendly. areas like Buckeye becoming a little buyer friendly. Scottsdale, for certain things in Scottsdale, anything under $400,000 for a single-family detached home, tough. Tough.
Well, that's a tough. There's not a lot of that in so, Scottsdale.
There's no doubt that this market is softening seriously in certain areas, in certain price ranges.
And has been like that since, you know, December. It's been like that since December. Well, when the allergy season started.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And we've talked about, in a big picture way, the pause in this market, but I think it's starting to get a little bit of claws in it. Cause, you know, we're beating the weeds, as my clients like to tell me, my investor clients, to try to, you know, find deals.
Speaking of investors.
Yeah.
Every investor out there wants that $250,000 to $300,000 property and they want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single level, 2-car garage, no pool, built in the last 15, 20 years, and they want $2,000 a month for it.
Yeah. There or 4-bedroom, I'll throw that in.
There's a lot of froth out there, and I think that everybody is overthinking what this rental market is about right now. We are becoming saturated because we are a landlord state. Lots and lots of people. I have 4, 5, 6 clients looking for properties under, say, 315 to invest in. But I think I try to educate them and let them know that the average $280,000 house, $270,000 house is going to rent out between $1,450 and $1,700 a month. That's it. It's not $2,000 a month.
Depending on where you are.
Well.
In Gilbert, Chandler, you're going to get $1 a foot. Areas of Mesa.
But I'm
some
sorry.
Areas of Phoenix.
Well, you're
some
not.
Some areas of Peoria.
It's going to be tough to get over 2,000 square feet for under $300,000 and try to rent it out for $2,000 a month.
It's not easy. But let me just say this. For all the people out there that sort of put a pause on, and I'm talking about home buyers now, not so much investors, because investors, I mean, you have your choice right now. But for buyers who, you know, the rates have come back down, now there's a little more inventory out there, and I'm seeing a lot more reductions. Just the word reduced is coming through my inbox way more than it was. So you have choice. You still have low rates. And I'm saying buyers be bold. Go for it. Make offers.
But investor rates are 6.
Yeah, but investor rates are a little bit higher, 5.5.
And price ranges are higher. So we have high prices and we have high rates, which is calming this investor market.
I'm speaking to the buyers out there, the first-time home buyers, the resale buyers, the people that are actually moving a family into the dwelling.
Right. Rates
they
are still,
have an opportunity right now.
In certain areas, which we talked about. I think that Tempe, the pricing is high. I think it's frothy. I think there are lots of places in Scottsdale, it's frothy. But I will tell you, the other day, I showed two houses in the same day. They were both on the market one day. One was $599, one was $650. They sold the first day they were both on the market. And then you go down the street and you have the same beautiful homes, they're just kind of sitting.
I feel like those are one-off deals. I really, that maybe they were just remodeled, maybe they had great lots. Not seeing that. I mean, although I did put a house on under contract in one day in Scottsdale.
So you are seeing it.
Those are one-offs. What I'm mostly seeing.
I see three-offs.
Is my investors going out to Surprise and some of these other areas and swapping up homes for great prices. Below list.
Gotta be careful about the amount of rent you expect.
Well, that's our job. We'll find out that ahead of time. Coming back. It's tax season, refund season. Deanna has some great ideas. Stay with us. The Real Estate Show featuring the Elter Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best pricing and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
digitized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. You haven't turned your air conditioner on yet, have you?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's really hot.
Mm-hmm. It's very hot. Deanne, I'm with you. My AC's been on for a week.
No, it has not. Do not.
Ever since the snow fell in Desert Mountain and the kids were sliding down the fairways on those little saucers, which was about a week ago, my AC's been on the whole time.
Isn't that crazy? It went from snow to 80.
Yes.
It was surreal up in Desert Mountain last week. Just surreal. The public took over this private golf course and there was literally hundreds of kids sleigh riding down the fairways in Desert Mountain.
Well, good for them. It's a once in a lifetime probably thing.
And every
kids know here.
Every realtor should have been up there with their camera taking pictures of that. I did.
I was up there.
I got pics. We have listings up in the northern area up there.
But Dan, you bring up an interesting thing. What in your lifetime? Like, we've been here since 76, pretty much off and on. We had a little sabbatical, but I do not recall accumulation staying on the ground in North Scottsdale for more than, you know, a little bit of time.
No.
Not days.
No, especially where kids can toboggan. That's crazy.
Right. Toboggan of all
toboggan.
Things.
She pulls out the toboggan word. I love it.
You're from back east.
She's from
Canada. It's my Canadian coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
We did a toboggan down
Valley Country Club.
Pennsylvania.
That's like a very infamous moment in my family.
Were you
history.
On that toboggan?
I was not on that. I just saw the aftermath.
We got into such a bad wreck.
They tried to jump a gorge, and they didn't make it.
Chipped my tooth, broke my nose.
It was a
train wreck.
Now it's a memory. It's a fish story. Every year the gorge gets a little wider. The injuries get a little worse. Anyway. So Dan.
Yes.
It's tax season. I don't know about you guys, but you know, we spent the last 2 months getting ready to turn the taxes in. And now we're waiting for the result. Cause you never know. It's kind of like you put it all in a blender and you hope that the numbers come out in your favor.
Absolutely. And we put off filing ours. You know, because I'm commissioned and so are you, and we don't know what the outcome's going to be. We have receipts and everything that we have to gather, but your average W-2'd person, like your teachers, people with small children, they go and they file the first day of filing because they know that they have a good-sized refund coming back, and they're getting them back lightning fast this year. It's amazing. I had one client who wanted to buy a home. She filed her taxes. And she said, well, I want to wait until I get it back. She was expecting about $6,800. And combine that with the couple thousand she had saved, that was her down payment. And she had it back in 10 days.
Wow, that's interesting. Because you would have, perhaps there's an impression out there that because of the slowdown or the government shutdown, that everything would be backed up when it comes to the tax thing. But that's not what you're seeing.
Not for the refunds. Now, I haven't had any self-employed people where I've had to get transcripts, you know, to be able to utilize their income or, you know, have them go down and have the IRS stamp them if I need the 18 income. But I don't know how long the transcripting of those are going to take, but I know these refunds came back quicker than I've ever seen.
So $6,800, that's 3.5% down at $200,000.
Right. She was looking at $225,000. She didn't want to go any higher than that. And that was almost all of her down payment, and she had the other couple thousand saved. Because typically, if push comes to shove, they can get a gift for a couple thousand dollars. You know, mom and dad are going to help with a couple thousand, or grandma, or whoever.
And you know who else is going to help? Sorry, Dan, you know who else is going to help?
The IRS.
The seller.
Yes.
The seller is going to help.
In certain areas.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, I listened to the first part. Yeah. I'm telling you. Now, if they're out in Scottsdale on the higher end like you were talking about earlier, that typically isn't going to be your first-time home buyer. No. That's going to be looking for a gift for a down payment. People within the, you know, the under $300,000 price range is typically your first-time home buyers.
And aren't you seeing a little bit of, shall we say,
assistance?
Compromise, assistance, working with buyers, trying to get deals done. Sellers are pretty much, you know, ready to do anything.
Right. Now, it's like Rick was saying earlier, if it's one of those, or like you, if it's one of those properties that is pristine, priced properly, it's probably going to have multiple offers. So there you're not going to get concessions. But you know as well as I do, when I give you a buyer, or you give me a buyer, and then I tell you, hey guys, they need $5,500 towards closing costs, you typically, you're going to show them that property, but let them know that if this property, you're probably not going to be able to get concessions. And you can pretty much tell by how many days on market, whether it's at a price reduction. I mean, fortunately, I just give you your marching orders and then you have to go find it.
Sure.
But I'm saying probably, especially with my first-time home buyers, I'm getting concessions.
And you know what? Sellers just have to be, they just have to bring their A game to these houses. I mean, if they're not that clean, they back to power lines, they back to busy streets, they got stained carpet, they got old and it looks tired.
Right.
The market is going to chastise you for that in certain areas.
Absolutely.
And certain prices.
Mm-hmm.
And, the homes that look model sharp, I don't care if they're 100% upgraded. That's not what I'm talking about. Whatever you have to make it spotless, and you have to make it look show beautiful and light, and the landscaping has to be beautiful.
And decluttered.
Yeah, decluttered.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the $6,800. So
yes.
The $6,800, okay. The tax refund. And
right.
We're working in a price range of, just say, $250, and we're doing an FHA, 3.5% down, which can be gifted. So we use that $6,800 refund. We use the balance from a parent or family member, something like that. And then we have closing costs.
Right.
And that's where the seller comes in, and hopefully we will certainly put it out there, because you know what? We have choice too. There is typically a little more inventory out there in some of these areas to be able to factor in closing cost concessions.
Right. Absolutely. And like I say, proof is in the pudding, because I see it on a lot of my contracts.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So we have a few minutes here, Deanne.
Okay.
FHA rates. Where are we?
Okay, we're still using our sales price of $280, and this includes estimated taxes and insurance. We're at 4.75 with an APR of 5.554, an all-in payment of $1,800.52.
Okay, 1801 FHA. How about VA?
VA. If she'd have had that refund, she wouldn't need any seller concessions, Rick.
I'm with you. I hear you.
Stay. 100% financing. And it's 4.75, APR 4.88, 1642.65.
All right, 1643. No money down. Use that VA eligibility if you have it. That's on a $280,000 house. How about conventional?
Conventional, owner-occupied, 20% down, really good credit. You're looking at 4.75 with an APR of 4.81, all-in payment, 1356.
1356, 20% down. See what you can rent for that. How about investors?
Investors, 20% down, good credit. You're looking at a rate of 5.75, APR of 5.996, total payment $1,488.64.
All right, $1,489. We'll round it up. Investors, it is under six, Rick. 5.75, not too bad. 4.75 for all the rest of it.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Now, as you know, we're doing an investor right now, 25% down on investment will get you a better interest rate because the investors consider you lower risk with a larger down payment, so they don't have as many points to bury.
Are we going to save like a quarter, an eighth? What on average, what are we going to save?
Typically a quarter.
So maybe 5.5, give or take.
Right.
All right. So there you go. Any questions? You got to give Deanne a call. She has it all. Investors, conventionals, VA, FHA. She is the best. 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne. Have a good day.
Up next, Investor's Corner. Opportunity zones. You know about these tax benefits? What you need to know. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
A resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry, a response to comments from Democrat Ilhan Omar that were widely viewed as anti-Semitic, is on its way to passing in the House. Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
I do not believe there is anyone in our caucus, not one, who wishes to silence debate over policy. Rather, what is being called for is an end to the invocation of age-old anti-Semitic tropes that demonize people.
The sentencing hearing for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is underway in Virginia. A jury in Alexandria convicted Manafort last year on 8 counts of tax and bank fraud. An Illinois sheriff's deputy shot while trying to serve an arrest warrant at a hotel has died. Authorities identified him as 35-year-old Jacob Keltner, a 12-and-a-half-year veteran of the department. Officers and a negotiator were working to bring the suspect into custody after he fled the scene, crashing his vehicle. I'm Barbara Cusack.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, increasing clouds, low 57, west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy for Thursday, tomorrow's high 77. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, low 54. There's a slight chance of afternoon rain showers on Friday, with a mostly sunny high of 67. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 75 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name Bonafide, as in get your Bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976.
Yikes.
Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of this show, it's being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Do you want to continue our debate?
Well, I think we covered it, my brother.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, there's pockets of areas that are strong. But overall, I think the general market is slower. It's softer. It's, you know, there's some opportunity out there if you are a buyer.
I think so. And here, in certain areas, just like we were talking about, let's just talk, we'll take it in geographical terms. The West Valley, Surprise, Peoria, Glendale,
Litchfield Park.
Litchfield Park, Avondale. Goodyear. Buckeye.
I think you have.
You take that whole section of Maricopa County. And I believe that you have a lot of buyer opportunity for sure. I think that there's properties out there between say 250 and 350, and you could spend weeks seeing every one of them that's available. Three bedroom, two bath, 1800 to 2500 square foot homes with, without pools. And I think that you will get incentives. I think that sellers will be motivated because of the amount of inventory. Now we go to the South Valley, Gilbert, Chandler, Tempe, Mesa, right?
Yes.
These areas, I think, are a little stronger. I think that they're just a little bit stronger. Not much. Gilbert is always pretty strong. Queen Creek, very weak. Queen weak. I just think that it's oversaturated with the same thing. Chandler, Gilbert, there are some really pretty strong areas in there. I think the pricing is pretty stable. Scottsdale, Phoenix, Paradise Valley. We don't really talk about Paradise Valley that much because it's kind of a market of its own. But Scottsdale, North Phoenix, Anthem, right out that way. Where am I talking about? Peoria, Cave Creek, right?
Cave Creek, yeah. A little stronger.
These areas are strong right now because of the time that we're in. We have condos, we have patio homes, we have townhomes that have our second home buyers, yeah, and our snowbirds buying that stuff up. I believe that this market will soften as we get closer to the summertime. And then that's when I think the buyers are going to have their best opportunities. July, August, because I think a lot of these second homes, a lot of these VRBOs, I think they're just capitalizing right now. And then I think they're going to go on the market.
I think what I'm really kind of responding to is just an overall sense of a feel just by looking at, you know, what's going on in not only in my neighborhood, but with all of our investors, which are investing all over town. It's just an overall feel, even in our office, which has about 100 agents in it and what they're up to and how busy they are and what they're seeing and just getting a Catherine Rieger put out a column, just this past week. The headline says better times for buyers in Metro Phoenix. And she kind of talks about the softness, the sort of pause in the market. And she, you know, interviews some agents. So, you know, that's where it's coming from. It's just an overall sense. It's not like it was. It's not like where we kind of had to jump on something and compete, I guess, in to get some of these houses. Now it's more like we have a little bit of choice. We have in general, we can get some concessions. We can get some discounts, that kind of thing. We didn't have that for a long time.
I agree. When you look up in MLS and you start looking at properties in certain areas, you will start to see a lot of reductions It depends, I think, area specific right now and then the time of the year.
So. Yeah, but I agree. You know, there's no doubt. North Scottsdale, some of these other areas, Carefree, Cave Creek. Yes, second home buyers are in town and, you know, there will be a little bit more activity for those types of things.
There's 18,000 homes listed right now and in active status in MLS, which by and large, I mean, there was over 19 when it came to January. And we generally spike in inventory around now because people put their homes on the market after the first of the year. But we are only at 6,000 pending homes and now we're at 11,000.
Yeah.
So the market did jump significantly as far as activity, but it is slowing in certain areas and certain price ranges for sure.
So I want to get, can I move, yes. I want to move on.
Yes.
And my disclaimer is we're not tax guys. So everything we're about to talk about, which is about these opportunity zones, which is really relating to our investors segment, you need to confirm with a professional tax person. We're just trying to provide information and what we're experiencing out here on the front lines. But a relatively unheralded section of the 2017 federal tax overhaul offers patient investors a deal that could be, you know, enticing. Let's put it that way. And it's called these qualified opportunity zone programs. Means that in return for rolling over the profits from the sale of a capital asset like real estate or stock or into certain economically disadvantaged areas, investors can delay paying capital gains taxes on those profits from the sale through 2026. So, you know, we have clients that are actually now, and by the way, if you are interested, and these are neighborhoods throughout the Phoenix metro area. So if you want an opportunity zone map, and this is something that you are interested in, please email us at eltonbrothers@cox.net, eltonbrothers@cox.net, and we will send you a map so you can see where the designated areas are. They're very specific. But in general, if an investor retains an opportunity investment for at least 5 years, 10% of the initial investment is excluded from being taxed. After 7 years, that figure increases to 15%. This is being called the biggest tax break in our lifetime, says Tiffany Lewis, a broker with Synergy Properties in Spokane, Washington. These zones are, by the way, all across the country. And so in that sense, they sort of act in some ways like a 1031, like-kind tax-deferred exchange, which permits real estate investors to defer taxes on gains from the sale of property by reinvesting the proceeds within 6 months. So a key difference in the 1031 thing is the 1031s do not allow investors to permanently exclude any portion of their profit from taxes, which the Opportunity Zone program allows for investments held for at least 10 years. So to take advantage of tax benefits, investors need to invest the capital gains in vehicles known as these qualified opportunity funds. So you either have to join a fund or create your own fund. And you have to, you know, buy the property within 180 days of the sale of what you're doing. So this is kind of an overview idea for investors out there. And there's neighborhoods all across Phoenix where these, maps, these zones are permitted. These buys are permitted. You do have to form some kind of a fund or, like I said, join one. And again, if you want a map, you just got to email us, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Speaking of 1031 exchanges, we're just doing a ton of them. A lot of people have now held onto their properties for years. I mean, I've got rentals for what we have. I have a rental for 15 years. I have one for 20 years. And these are starting to become depreciated out. You have to make a decision as to what you're going to do. You're just going to hang on to it, or you could move into it for 2 out of 5 years. Then it resets the clock, which if you own a property and you bought it 15, 20 years ago, why not? Why not move in it, reset the clock, and then buy something else, move in it, live in it? I mean, it really would help your taxable event for sure. But
I mean, if you are going to 1031, you know, you brought that up. For all you people thinking about doing a 1031, and Rick mentioned the word depreciation. And again, we're not tax guys, so you got to confirm all this stuff. But basically, because we're thinking about doing this with one of our properties, they depreciate this over 27 and a half years. So if you bought a property for, say, $350 and you've been depreciating it down for, you know, the last, like Rick said, 15 years, your basis in that property goes down. So it'll be probably half, like 175, because, you know, on that 25 and a half year schedule, they depreciate it every year. So now your basis is much lower, but what you sell it for is probably going to be much higher. So that difference is what we're talking about, yep, in terms of what could be taxed. And so a 1031 becomes a great vehicle to defer that tax and move into another investment.
Call that tax guy.
Call that tax guy and call the Elton Brothers if you're looking for a 1031 replacement property. 480-451-3318. Up next, we got a special valley-wide distress sale, new listings, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona best real estate. EltonBrothers.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet hippie cooking.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Phones are lighting up.
We're getting a lot of text on the
The phones are lighting up on your dissertation.
Well, on the ozones. Call them the ozones. The opportunity zones. And I just want to put a button on this. There's obviously a lot of information about this out there. And you guys can go online and search some of this stuff. But to give you some other highlights. So an opportunity zone, to qualify for an opportunity zone, the area must have an individual poverty rate of at least 20% and a median family income of no more than 80% of the median income for the area it is located. So that's part one. And as a designated area, opportunity zone based on its proximity to a low income district has somewhat of a looser criteria. Median income meaning that is no more than 125% of the area's median income. So I'm sure that's like a mouthful and a half, but so like I'm saying, there's rules for all this stuff. Your fund has to put at least 90% of its assets in properties located within the zone that you are working in. Investors do not need to live in the opportunity zone to invest in a fund that intends to invest in it, but it is critical to evaluate the area's, and this is where it gets very interesting, the area's growth potential. And the level to which it is already receiving or slated for public and private investments before deciding to invest there. So, you know the zoning laws, know what the development potential is. When you see stuff that's turning in transition, a lot of these areas are part of the zone, and that's where you can actually, as an investor, substantially benefit from appreciation over time, as well as deferring tax.
It's like anything else. A lot of education, a lot of research.
Yeah, it's like anything else.
It's like getting to know the system.
For example, there are some areas of Tempe which are qualify for these opportunity zones. But Tempe, if you've been down there lately,
it's going nuts.
It's basically areas of it, of the city are being, you know, completely redone. And it just seems to be, that to me is a very interesting, you know, area to look at.
It's a waiting game.
You know, but, and that's what you're thinking a little bit long term.
Long term.
But overall, residential specialists find opportunity zone designations to be a potent business opportunity. You know, if you are listing a property there, that's a benefit. You can actually market that, obviously. And it's just going to overall help. I mean, any areas that have investment and people are putting money in to improve properties can only help area values. And that's the whole goal behind this, is to, you know, find the opportunities and create the value. And that's what this is about. So if you have any questions or want the map, the map for the opportunity zones in the Phoenix area, give us an email, eltonbrothers@cox.net, or you can call 480-451-3318.
I think establishing the fund part of that thing, maybe put X's in people's eyes. Like, how do I do that?
Yeah.
How do we establish a fund? How do we register that? How do we make that?
Sure. That's thank you, Rick. Yeah. Thanks for chiming in. So, yeah, you can join an existing fund, which, you know, there's lists of that stuff. And there's people out there actually trying to raise money to create their own fund. And so you have to do a little research on that. And but you can start your own fund. The particulars on that are online.
You want to do some distressed properties?
Yes.
We got 8 minutes, 6 minutes. Okay, how about this one in Peoria? 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1,885 square feet. This property is $295,000 in Peoria. Looks like a seller motivated. $295,000. This is a nice property. Built in 2011.
I will say this. All of these properties that we're talking about are either short sales, pre-foreclosures, auctions, estate sales, probates. That's what this is.
We have access to all this.
For example, here's an interesting one in Paradise Valley, Rick. 4 bedrooms, 5 baths, pool, den, 3-car garage, 4,200 square feet. It was 1.35. They just reduced it to 1.225 in Paradise Valley. That seems like, pretty attractive.
Here's one in Tempe, as we were just talking about it. Three bedroom, 1 3/4 bath, 1,700 feet, $299 in Tempe.
How about Cave Creek? Another interesting one. Four bedroom, 2.5 bath, pool, 3-car garage, 3,600 square feet, built in 04. It was 625, now 515. That's like, you know, over a 10% reduction.
How about this one in Cave Creek? Three bedroom, 2 bath, 2,500 feet, built in 97, 419. 172 bucks a foot, when I think the average in Cave Creek right now, well over two.
So this just came on the market in Sun City today. Three bedroom, 2 bath, 1-car garage, 1,600 square feet, 2049. 2049 Sun City.
We never talk about New River. But New River.
Bring it on.
Four bedrooms, 2 baths, 3,200 feet, built in 07 for 385 on an acre. 123 bucks a foot.
So here's an investor special. To me, this is like a softball down the middle. In Goodyear, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, plus a den, 2-car garage, 1,800 square feet. They just reduced it to 228.
All right, let's talk about some of those things.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Seiko. She's probably listening. Hi, Seiko.
Welcome back, Seiko.
She was in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Japan. You know where that is, right?
Well, I do, yeah.
Anyway.
My son was there, but.
So her property out there in Cortobello. And 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1980 square feet, built in 06 with a separate casita, a guard-gated community. I mean, with restaurants and golf courses and just beautiful architecture. $459,000 in Cortobello.
For the best view lot in Cortobello. And by the way, on these distressed properties, just want to put it out there. If you guys want a list or us to find a distressed property you're interested in, an investment vehicle, give us a call, 480-451-3318. How about this, Rick? In Scottsdale, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, plus a den, plus a game room, 2.5-car garage, 3,700 square feet approximately. It was 825. We got it on the market now for 750. Custom home, 750 in North Scottsdale.
How about Aviano? 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05, basement, 4-car garage, pool, spa. It's got so much square feet. It's got 3 levels. It's got every room you want, theaters, game rooms. $1,249,000 in Aviano.
How about Peoria? We got almost 7 acres, 6.96. 7 acres, zone C2. We had it at, it's at the corner of 111th Avenue and Olive. And it, we had it for 1.296. Now we just reduced it to 1.195.
All right.
7 acres.
I'll do a couple in a row. We have a listing at 8787 Mountain View in Rancho Antigua. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,000 square feet. It's listed for $225,000. There's a tenant in it. This is a subdivision where the HOA does not have a lease minimum. You could do VRBO in this particular subdivision. And it's an upstairs unit. Great location right there in McCormick Ranch. You could hit a driver to Home Depot. One of my drivers, maybe your Wedge. 5 acres in Cave Creek, sloping custom home lot for $249,000.
I would call it a gentle, very gentle sloping. I mean, the views around this thing, Continental Mountain, Elephant Butte, you name it, all the iconic mountains of Cave Creek.
Very close to Harold's. That's all you need to know.
And how much is it? We had a big reduction on that. 249.
249.
Wow. 5 acres. How about, Greyhawk? 2,900 square feet, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, pool, complete remodel, 750 in Greyhawk.
For the rest, go on eltonbrothers.com.
Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, best steaks in town, succulent. Inspect 10 Home Inspections. Welcome back, our man behind the glass, Steve, and of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. EltonBrothers@Cox.net. See you next Thursday at 3 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the